Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke, Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke, Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. Guess what time it is? It's Dueling Tangents time, everyone. And it's a Monday. How do you know it's a Monday? You can just feel it, folks. Everybody knows it's a Monday. I feel it in my bones, literally. I did some yard work this weekend, but we'll get into that, which is very important for everybody, I'm sure. But first of all, I got to tell you that I'm Brian. That's Luke over there. Luke is in Madison. In Madison, you're listening to him on 1580 AM, that's WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM, that's Devil Radio. I'm in Waukesha. In Waukesha, you're taking care of us on 540 AM, that's WAUK, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw.
Yeah, and that 2 p.m. deadline, Brian, it creeps up on you fast, man. Here we are. Yeah. It's another Monday edition of Dueling Tangents.
You know, first thing you know, it's 1:55 and you're starting to prep the show. And then next thing you know, it's like, you know, starting the show already. It's so crazy.
Weird. But weird. Folks, we welcome you to the show. You can join us. Give us a call. Send us a text. 844-967-2789 all hour long. We are taking your phone calls.
Just kidding. We started prepping the show about 5 minutes before that. All right. So...
So much to be done. We lead very busy lives, Brian. So I always do appreciate the time where you and I get to sit down and knock out a show and broadcast it live here from 2 to 3 p.m.
Yeah. And I'm just being facetious. We actually have things to talk about for you.
We do.
But first, a little bit of recap. This weekend was very productive. It was awesome. Mother's Day weekend, had a great time. I got to eat steak at one point. I got my the stump on the front of my lawn taken care of, which provided me mulch, and I also had a pile of dirt and sod that I had to get rid of, so it gave me a place to put all that. It really all worked out, and I'm good sore, and I got to see Amy and Darby do a 5K last week on Friday. One of the greatest things. I mean, I knew Darby could do it because she can just run for miles, but Amy was doubtful. I mean, I knew Amy could do it too, but she was doubtful of herself.
Right.
And to see her face after finishing a 5K, she did the Girls on the Run 5K over at AmFam Field, and that was amazing. Also, I parked into the side of the entire stadium, so I kind of did my own half 5K myself. So, sore from that. It's good all around. A lot of achievement.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there that celebrated yesterday. And it was a good weekend. I had a friend that got married. Really excited for him and his new wife. They are the newlyweds. So they're off enjoying the beginning of their marriage together. And I got to celebrate them. He's one of the greatest guys I know. So I was thrilled to see him on his day. And it was a lot of fun. It was a good weekend, Brian. And the weather is nice. We're gonna experience
happening. People
summer
are
for a couple days here now, and then we're gonna go back to spring, and then winter might rear its ugly head one more time before true summer gets here.
I was scared this morning because I heard the sound of a whole bunch of snowblowers going.
What?
Snowblowers have a yes, and then I realized it's everybody. Basically, it's the sound that Wisconsin spring is actually here. Because everybody runs out the gas in their snowblowers the day that they're like, there's not going to be any more snow.
Oh, there you go.
Like, the possibility of snow is just enough that I will put gas in it if I have to. But so everybody in my neighborhood had like
they
all their snowblowers
to do
going.
It this morning. There you go.
Yeah, so that's the Wisconsin call of spring is the running out of the snowblowers. I will be doing mine later on this week.
There you go. But yeah, Brian, it was a good weekend. But some interesting headlines that we've got. Wisconsin in the national headlines because of a story breaking here. And I'm going to note, Brian, as some others aren't, this is a developing story because Madison police are investigating the incident because
yes.
There's a couple of questionable details to this story, Brian, that kind of have a lot of people scratching their heads. But it's an important story to get to. So let's get over to the headline over at the Capital Times at CapTimes.com. Police investigating arson and vandalism at Wisconsin Family Action. So for those of you not aware of Wisconsin Family Action, they are an anti-abortion group based here in Madison. Their headquarters on the north side of the city were vandalized pretty early hours yesterday morning. And Brian, so
this is going into Sunday, right?
Yes, this is going into Sunday morning.
What a great Mother's Day celebration for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And so it's to be determined of who perpetrated this attack. It was obviously vandals. And there's a lot of people, some more responsible parties, Brian, are condemning the violence and encouraging the local officials, the Madison Police Department, here to investigate and find out what happened. And there's other parties that are just jumping on and coming to their own conclusions and blaming individuals on the far radical left for this attack without actually knowing who perpetrated it.
Yeah.
But want to get into the piece because there's some details here, and I think they're very important. So outlined by Jesse Apoyan and Allison Garfield over at the Cap Times. Going into the piece, Brian, Madison police are investigating a suspicious arson and vandalism incident at Wisconsin Family Action, a conservative Christian organization that opposes abortion on the city's north side. Flames were seen coming from the building shortly after 6 a.m. on Sunday. The Madison Fire Department responded and put out the fire, according to an incident report from the Madison Police Department. No injuries were reported. MPD officers and arson investigators are working to determine a cause. Police say a Molotov cocktail, which did not ignite, was thrown inside the building, and it appears a separate fire was started. Quote, it appears a specific nonprofit that supports anti-abortion measures was targeted, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said in a statement. Our department has and continues to support people being able to speak freely and openly about their beliefs, but we feel that any acts of violence, including the destruction of property, do not aid in any cause.
I would back that statement 100%.
Yeah, this is a pretty reasonable statement coming out of the Madison Police Chief, Sean Barnes. Barnes said he has made the department's federal partners aware of the incident as working with them and the Madison Fire Department to investigate the arson. I will note, Brian, right now, the city is giving, they were scheduled for a 2:00 press conference to yeah. give an update about what their findings are to this point in the investigation. So we will update individuals as we learn more.
Yeah, we'll be checking during the breaks.
Yes. And so this is a developing story. It's been picked up by Politico, the New York Times. So several of the national outlets have
picked it up. Yeah, it's gotten the White House attention as well.
It has. The White House already came out today and condemned the attack that took place early yesterday morning. And so it's interesting to see some of the other details, though, Brian, with this, because there was some graffiti left at the scene on the side of the office building. And the quote of the graffiti is, if abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either. So that was the quote that was left on the wall.
The script on it is actually... it's really decent lettering.
Like it's cursive.
It's partially cursive, partial print, but it's kind of flowy. You know what I mean? It has a it has a font to it, I guess. It's pretty like the R's are the same, the A's are the same. It's all like, you know, it's a practiced hand at with this script is all I'm saying. I don't know what else to analyze it with, but it's partially.
So you believe somebody might have wrote it out and then spray painted it?
I mean the person who's spray painting it has a really nice, like,
they practice is what it sounds like you're
my
saying.
My point is that there's not, like, if you haven't spray painted in a while or whatever, I mean, there's points at which they started and it's really drippy and stuff, but for the most part it's a really clear message, like clearly written.
Yes.
And it's
I agree with that. And it, folks, if you haven't
well,
seen...
like someone who, it looks like someone who's at least experienced with making this type of thing, because there's plenty of room for all the words.
Mm-hmm.
It already helps that there's lines in the building. It's like panels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Siding. Yeah.
Siding. So you kind of have almost the two, like each letter has two of the layers of siding.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my point is that it's not just some idiot kid tagger type of thing. You know what I mean?
No, it seems, yes. The individual has a very clearly wrote the quote that they spray painted on the building. But continuing on in the piece, Brian, Wisconsin Family Action president Julian Appling said she was preparing a Mother's Day brunch at a Watertown church when she received a call around 7:45 a.m. from the company that owns the building that houses their office at 2801 International Lane in Madison. There had been a fire at the office, she was told, and graffiti sprayed on the outside of the building. Appling said police told her that they had found mason jars that had been made into Molotov cocktails along with a lighter. The incendiary devices were thrown through the window of Appling's office. When a reporter visited the office Sunday morning, the blown out went, and they don't give a time in the Caps Times piece, but I would be interested to see what time the reporter appeared at. When they arrived, the blown out windows were boarded up. Appling's office was littered with shards of glass, and there was a visible fire damage to the wall underneath the window. Books that had been sitting in the windowsill were scattered on the floor, partially burned and covered with soot. And then this gets into the graffiti part here, Brian. So we already said the quote, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either," was clearly written on there, but it wasn't the only graffiti on the building. There was also an A in a circle, which I believe is supposed to be the anarchy.
Anarchy, but it's the worst anarchy thing I've ever seen.
It is a perfect circle with a perfect A in it.
Yeah.
And it's not very anarchistic, or however that that adjective would be used then. It's very neat, is what I would say.
If you were going to take script and put anarchy in it, this would be the furthest from it.
Well, the friend of the show, Scott Ross, did point out on Twitter yesterday, is where I actually saw this story. It was when Scott was talking about it. He said that if you Google the anarchy A, the Wikipedia entry that comes up to that article, it's one of the top search results. It shows that A perfectly in a circle with an A, perfect font. And so Scott Ross did point out that if somebody were to Google what an anarchy A looked like to spray paint it on the side of the building, this is probably the image that they would have found. Along with the A that was graffitied on the side of the building, Brian, is the numbers 1312, which are perfectly drawn, I would say, as
yeah.
well. I believe that is a informal number coding for anti-police slang.
It reminded me of a Rush album. That's all. It reminded me of the cover of a Rush album. But anyway.
It's really interesting, folks. We're going to keep an eye
don't
on this
do
story.
Don't do that, people.
Don't graffiti
ever do
buildings. Don't damage things. But folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got more of these headlines coming up and your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.